go tonight, to the 15th chapter. Book of John, St. John. Chapter 15 and verse number 5 is where I'd like to read from tonight. John 15 and 5. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Glad to see you here. I hope even by the time you leave, if you haven't already felt His presence, I hope that you can say that it has been good to go to church. Amen. That'd be a real bummer, wouldn't it? Make all that effort and then really never feel the Lord. And nice to see you, everybody, but you know, I didn't come to see you. I come to feel the Lord. And I like to see you. Like to see more of you. But I come to feel the presence of the Lord. And I hope we can say that it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. John 15 and verse number 5. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Amen. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Amen. I like to try to preach to us just a little while tonight on this verse that says, without me, or what I want to preach on is without Christ. Amen. Without Christ. Now, you try to imagine tonight what this world would be like without Jesus Christ. It's hard to fathom that, isn't it? Remember in the Old Testament, in the days of Noah, the Bible tells us how that the earth was exceedingly wicked. You know, wicked was on their hearts and minds, every evil imagination. It was always their mind. That was a wicked time. So wicked, God was ready to destroy it. Now, you know, we look at this world today and we realize that there's wickedness everywhere. But if there wasn't Christ here, the degree of wickedness would be so much greater that you and I would not even be able to comprehend how terrible and how awful this world would be. I think we could compare it in some ways, you know, this world with the possibility of without Christ is like the world without the sun. It'd be like a year without the summer, or even maybe life without health. That's how important it is that we have Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only do we have Christ, but we have Him as Lord and Savior of our life. Now, I got some things I just kind of jotted down, and then I got a few things I want to try to preach to us. But this world would be so wicked and vile, in such a vain place to live, amen, without Christ, there'd be no hope of it ever getting better. Amen. You know, I don't have to go into all of the wickedness that there is in this world today. I don't have to do that with you. I think you can see it before your eyes. If you happen to watch television, you can see it in the sin that's there, the commercials, the programs, all the things that gets the big ratings. Amen. The music that is played and how they dress on their music to get attention, then, you know, it doesn't have to go very far to see the wickedness, amen, that drives this country. Sin would abound. Remember how the Bible tells us that where sin abounded, grace doth much more. But without Christ, there'd be no grace. And sin would abound. Sin would have rule. Sin would have its reign in this earth. Amen. And we all sickness and disease, as rampant as it runs now, without the possibility of a miracle, amen, sin and disease would just run rampant without Jesus Christ. Amen. So tonight, I think it's really important that we understand as individuals, human beings living on this great place that God has provided for you and I, that we need Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's a great thing that he came to this earth. But also as individuals tonight, not just as a human race or a group of people, but as individuals tonight, it's a great thing that you and I understand how much that our lives would be without Jesus. Amen. They would be nothing is what it would be. Amen. So point number one here, without Christ, our past would be unpardonable. Amen. Our past would be unpardonable. Amen. If you go back in the Old Testament and you begin to read and study how that sin come upon the camp, that once a year the high priest would go into this Holy of Holies, and there he would take and offer up a sacrifice, amen, for the sins of the people. God would come down in his presence upon the mercy seat, and it would begin to fill the house, and the sacrifice would either be accepted or rejected. Amen. And that's the way it was. And if we didn't have Jesus Christ today, that's really what you and I would be doing today, trying to meet the demands of a holy God. But we can't and we don't. Amen. And therefore, I'm so glad tonight that we have Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew 1:21 said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. There wasn't anybody else. The writer said in Acts chapter 4, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Amen. There is no other way, amen, to make heaven. There's no other way to please or pay the price for our sin. The wages of sin was death. Amen. There was nothing that you and I could do, but because that one came in Jesus Christ, we can call out upon that name and our sins be forgiven. In fact, the writer in Isaiah prophesied, and he said, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Sin, that awful, terrible thing, amen, brought into this world by the disobedience of Adam and Eve. And here you and I are today, born in a nature of sin. It ruins our lives. Just think, without Christ, we wouldn't probably have any marriages. Without Christ, we wouldn't have any happy homes. Without Christ, we wouldn't have any happy families. Amen. If without Christ, we wouldn't have any happy churches. I mean, you can just go on and on and on tonight, thinking what the possibilities are without Jesus Christ. But the fact is this, that he did come, and the sin that is in our life, amen, is pardonable. It can be, have the price paid. It's already been paid. All we have to do is accept him to know that our sin has been removed. Now, the Bible said in Ephesians 2:1, "And you hath he quickened." Praise God for that. Amen. You know, I need quickened quite a bit sometimes, don't you? Huh? "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Amen. While you was in this world, you were dead in your trespasses. Spiritually dead. You were walking around. You were breathing. Carrying on like you always do. But you were dead in sin. And said, "Here where in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Amen. Not without Christ, but he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. It's not in anything that you and I do or can do or was able to do. Amen. We're nothing. Our text tonight, we were reading there how that the Lord was talking about comparing himself to the vine, and we're the branches. And when you and I know tonight, if you look out at a tree or any type of vine, that when the branch is plucked away from that food source, from that give its life, it'll dry up and wither away. And that's how you and I are tonight without Christ. Amen. You can try to do it on your own. You can try to make it on your own. You can try to be good, amen, as you possibly can, amen. But you've got to have Jesus Christ. You must turn to him, amen. He makes us what we are. He makes us what we are. Amen. We are what we are tonight by the grace of God and nothing more. Brother Jackie told of some of his testimony. They just briefly mentioned of playing in the bar rooms and how that God saved him and brought him out and delivered him from the cigarettes that had him bound. And amen, it wasn't anything in that Brother Jackie did. He's already told us, amen, about how he had a mama praying, amen, and friends praying, amen. That's the same testimony, if you will, amen, for most of us tonight. We're not here, amen, because we're something. We're here because, amen, somebody had a burden for us, and Jesus Christ had mercy on our souls enough that he looked down upon our hearts, and by grace he knocked, amen, we heard, and we came, and then he forgave us of our sins, amen. He makes us what we are tonight. Without Christ, what would you be? Amen. So since we have Christ, our sinful past, amen, can be forgiven. Well, now, you know, Brother Jeff, now, I've really got some bad things I've done. We all have. There's things that we're not proud of. Amen. There's things that have happened in our lives we're not proud of. Amen. We're not going to boast for the devil. We're not going to brag on the devil. No, sir. Amen. But God is able tonight to forgive us. Brother Heath was telling us that he was going out to a meeting there in Oklahoma, and then he was going to take part in what they called a prison revival. And they would go in. They have 5 nights of revival services in this prison. And he named each one that was preaching. And so he did it last year. And he said, I'll tell you something. Said if you can't preach in an environment like that, you can't preach. You know, I thought that's pretty good, you know. And he got to telling a little bit about it. And, you know, out there's all them sinners and folks that have done terrible deeds. And he said, after I got done preaching, he said, I looked over to Brother Aaron Brock, and I said, I think this is what the gospel was supposed to be. Amen. You know, we get to preaching sometimes to the saints and to the choir, and you know, you begin to wonder, amen, what's out in this world. But I'll tell you something tonight, amen, if we just hold on to Jesus Christ and still believing in the gospel, amen, not to be ashamed of it, not to do away with it, not to water it down, but to keep it in the power that it has, it will still change our hearts and our lives. If we sin, if we fail, we have an advocate with the Father, and who is that? at tonight. Amen. It's not me. It's not the Catholic priest. Amen. It's not anybody else, the president, the king. Amen. But it's none other than Jesus Christ. Amen. You and I tonight, as much as we needed him to come to this world, amen, and bring his life and give his life, amen, and rise again. But it hadn't stopped there. We still need Jesus Christ helping us, amen, and leading us in this life that we're living. Amen. So without Christ, secondly tonight, without Christ, our present would be intolerable. This present world. Amen. This present world. My, there's so much going on out here. Just think, if we didn't have the Spirit of God to help and lead us tonight, and the devil had his way, he'd have a heyday, wouldn't he, with the human race. I mean, he really is in a lot of ways right now with everything that's being promoted and pushed and, you know, looked up to and all that kind of stuff. But just think tonight, if we didn't have the Spirit of God, and I know there's the book and movie that's been put out on Left Behind, and I've read them all, and I enjoyed every one of them, you know, really did. But, you know, I don't want to put my confidence or faith in something that may not be right, you know. People say, well, I'll wait, you know, and if the Lord comes back, then I'll get saved in the after that, you know. But I don't know how true that really is. You know, if God's Spirit happens to be removed out of this world, if it's brought out of this world, then there's nothing that can restrain the devil and his angels. It'll have full force. The only reason right now, friend, amen, the only reason we're able to come in here and have church, the only reason we can come in here and sing, amen, and worship the Lord and feel his presence and laugh and cry and have a good time, it's the fact that God has still got really complete control over everything. Amen. And not that he won't have control, but he'll just pull up one of these days. Amen. His Spirit won't strive with man forever. Amen. And there it'll be the devil will be let loose. And he'll come into this earth, amen, as a raging force, as a raging river. And people will be caught up and washed away in sin. They'll not care. Amen. They won't care what happens to their home, their family. Amen. This is what sin is going to do in this present world. I'm not talking about 50 years from now. I don't really think I am. I think we're talking in a very short period of time as things begin, amen, to come to a close here towards the end, amen. So without Christ, our present world would be intolerable. I couldn't stand it. You couldn't stand it. It already gets kind of intolerable sometimes. You know, I used to work retail management and dealing with people and the public. And man, could they give you a headache real fast. I've had them throw fits, scream, jump up and down. You know, it wasn't my fault. I had nothing to do with it. But I got the blunt of it. And then, you know, no doubt been some of them said, they's Christians. Lord help me, huh? You know, I wasn't even in church then. That's kind of you know, a witness you really need, isn't it? But can you imagine, and I thought, man, I was trying to do this work I've been doing on the side. I had a guy up in Robinson been trying to do some things for, and just to be honest, it just got intolerable on Monday. Must have called me 20 times and changed this, changed that. And if I wasn't a patient fella and you know, like I sometimes am, I was pretty patient with him. I just kept doing it. I ended up going up to do it for him and help him. But you know what I'm saying? You know, it would be intolerable. We wouldn't be able to stand it. It'd just get on our nerves so bad, everything, until it'd probably drive us to sin. But I'll tell you something. Because that Jesus Christ came, amen, in this world we can't have joy. In this world we can find peace. In this world we can find some happiness. In this world, we can find some friendship or unity. In this world, we can find fellowship. In this world, we actually can find hope in a present world we're living in. Hey, amen. We sometimes think back to the old, good old days, but we're not living in those days anymore. Hey, amen. One good old brother, he's 80 plus years old, was preaching at a meeting out in Ohio. And he preached 5 times in 3 days, 80 plus years old, and said he had a lot more to give. He could do it a lot longer if he'd wanted to. Amen. But he was telling how that he felt like that the way that the Holy Ghost was working, not just in their church, but in their area. And then he begins to hear reports from all over the country that he feels maybe like that we're right on this edge of this last pouring out of God's Spirit upon the country. Amen. I hope that's so, don't you? Amen. Come on now. We'd like to see revival, wouldn't we? Amen. The Lord drawing people in, the Holy Ghost working in hearts. Amen. Bringing them into the fold before time runs out. Amen. The Bible, I believe, clearly teaches us in this present world we can still have the benefits of God. Amen. Isaiah 61 and 1. Here, this is what the Lord quoted when he went to the temple. But the writer said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Without Christ, we wouldn't have any of this benefit of serving God. But because you can get saved, have your sins forgiven, be brought into the fold of Christ, amen, you get on the benefit plan that God has for those that are his. And there's just going to be times living in this present world. You're going to have times of mourning. You're going to have times of disappointment. You're going to have times when you're sad. You're going to have times when you feel the burdens, amen, get too heavy. Amen. But Jesus Christ came. Amen. He came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to bind, amen, those that were wounded. But listen to this. He came to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. That's still the work of Christ today. You can lean upon him and depend upon him. Without Christ, you'll not be able to. But with Christ, you can stand the test of time. Philippians 4 and 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds." Now, that's great right there all by itself, isn't it? But that's not the end of it. There's three more words. Amen. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. It's through him that we have peace. Amen. There's one thing to know about peace. There's another thing to know peace. Amen. To have it in your heart. Amen. To feel it in your soul. Amen. When the storm rages, can you still feel the peace of God? Amen. Can you still keep a calm when you know you ought to be upset? Amen. Pacing and walking back and forth, worrying and fretting. But yet there's a peace that comes. Amen. When we don't understand it, but because we accepted Jesus Christ, it's a great benefit for our lives. It's through Christ Jesus, nobody else tonight. Not the Apostle Paul, not the Apostle Peter. Amen. But through Jesus Christ. Galatians 1 and 3, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father." Amen. to deliver us, to set us free, to bring us out. Amen. Not just of an evil world. Amen. But send us right on to a heavenly place. You'll not get there without Jesus Christ tonight. So our present is glad, and we're glad by the fellowship, the companionship we have Jesus Christ. But thirdly tonight, without Christ, our future is hopeless. Amen. Our future is without hope. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of what? All men, most miserable. Miserable. That's a word that I've felt before. Amen. I felt miserable. Not because Christ wasn't in this world, but because he wasn't in my life. Amen. My wife, when we were in, we married and living in Atlanta, Georgia. And the Lord one day began to deal with her. And we were a good couple. We didn't do anything bad. We didn't go to bad places and say bad things. We were, pretty good. And in fact, we was kind of going back to church some and trying to get involved and this and that. But one day she come up and she said, I don't know if I'm really saved or not. And I don't know how old she was then. She was not real old, 20 maybe. I don't remember. Of course, we got married when she was kind of young, and she says she was, and I don't think she was, but she thought she was, and I think her mom and dad thought she was too. Huh? But she said, I don't know that I'm saved. And she was raised in another denomination, and had always been taught what they believed in, and so she just was like, but at this point, and I said, we'll just call my brother, my older brother Greg, and so we did, and they talked, and I believe she made things right with the Lord, but it was the mercy of God, see, that was making her miserable. You know, come to this decision. I don't know that I'm ready to meet God. And that'll make you miserable when you get to thinking about eternity. Amen. Sin just comes to ruin our lives. And then when the Holy Ghost tries to bring us out, the devil fights us and works harder. Amen. Tries to make everything look so much better than it really is. And the Holy Ghost is really showing us how terrible it is. And we're feeling miserable. Miserable. Amen. I tell you what, tonight, amen, I would that God would work on our hearts and our lives tonight. If there would be sin, amen, or things in our life that are make us miserable, that really ought to be our prayer. Amen. Holy Ghost, make us miserable tonight. Amen. So that we would be ready to meet you if something were to happen in our life. So if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. There would be no future. Amen. The past, the present, and the future. Amen. Titus 2 and 11 said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. This is Titus 2 and 11. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Amen. Without Christ, there is no hope. But with Jesus Christ, amen, we have a blessed hope, a hope that stirs up within us. We got to testifying and singing about heaven. Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Brothers and sisters, there's something that stirs up within the heart of a child of God when you get to thinking about going home. Now, if you don't have Christ, then that don't spring a good sound to us. It don't sound real good. Amen. But when you got Christ and you start thinking about heaven, you start thinking about those golden streets and those precious gates of pearl and the walls of jasper, and just the fact that you're going to get to see Jesus face to face. Amen. What a precious moment that is for a Christian. Amen. They can throw you in jail and they can take away your word. Amen. Take away the word of God from you. Amen. Take away the church from you. Amen. But thank God you can still lift your hands and you can still begin to sing right in the middle of the prison because, amen, you got Jesus Christ. Amen. This world may get so pitiful. Amen. We may be forced in a lot of ways in this country into things that we've never had to do before. Amen. But you and I have a hope. We have a hope, amen, that rides within you and I. Amen. That Jesus Christ is a coming back one of these days. No matter the trouble, no matter how much disease and sickness comes on this earth, we have Jesus Christ. He's coming back for the church, and I'm going to be ready. How about you? It's our hope. It's our hope. Amen. Romans 6 and 8 said, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen. It's with Christ. Oh, dead, that don't sound too good. But you die out to the flesh. You die out to the world. You die out to your desires. And you say, Lord, here I am. Take me all 100%. I want to be yours. I want to live for you. I want to do for you. Amen. Give your whole self to Jesus Christ. You die out. Amen. The only way to gain. Amen. The only way to be profitable. Amen. Something's got to die. That's right. Amen. Throw that seed in the ground. It ain't gonna produce until it's dead. And that's what you and I have to do tonight is we're going to produce, amen, for the Lord. The flesh has got to die out. Something's got to be cut away. I can take a bush, you know, one of our rose bushes, or here we put those mums out here. And for a while, you know, I'd go in there and I'd cut off or pluck away those that were already dead and dry. You know, or a better example maybe is the plant back there in the corner. Took it outside one day, and man, it was just full of dead leaves and dead, you know, sprigs here and there. And so I went to working on that plant. And I had pieces and stuff everywhere. And I cut on it, and I pulled out, and I trimmed. And you know, just everything I knew to do. I'm not got a green thumb or nothing, but I was trying to do something with that thing. It was looking pretty pitiful. And so I took it away and then watered it. And put it back in here, and I think by the next service or a weekend later or something like that, I just happened to look over there, and there was a couple of white blooms shooting up. You know, something dead had to be removed so that it could bloom. And that's where I feel sometimes we are with Jesus Christ. The old things, that are our old life. The Bible said old things become all things. How is it? All things become new. Amen. We die out. Things get old, whatever. Amen. I seem like I'm a stump right there. But you hear me tonight. When you die out to the Lord, amen, and things become new in your life, amen, you can be a productful person for the Lord. Producing Christianity, reproducing the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Reproducing the things that God puts in our life. And so we have a hope tonight. And I'm glad we have Jesus Christ. What a Savior. What a Savior. Galatians 6 and 3. Come give me a song. I'll close here. Galatians 6 and 3. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Amen. One writer said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'll go out. Amen. We are nothing. We are nothing. If a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. I don't want to be a part of that crowd tonight. Amen. I don't want to be deceiving myself, but I want to find what the Lord has for me and let him help me. where I need help tonight. There's a story, and I'm going to close here. A minister traveling on a train in Europe was the sole occupant of a compartment, except for a young man that was reading a newspaper. Well, this youth was also a Christian, but so weak was his faith, and so many were his temptations, that he told the minister he did not think he'd be able to stand life a week longer. So the minister took from his pocket a Bible and a penknife and said, "See, I'll make this penknife stand upon the cover of this Bible in spite of the rocking of this train." So the young man, thinking that this was some conjuring trick, he watched the proceeding with interest, saying, "I am afraid that it'll not be very easy to do that, sir." So the minister said, "Well, I'm doing it." And the young man looked at it. He said, "But you're holding on to it. You're holding it." And finally, the minister said, "Well, of course. Did you ever hear of a penknife standing up on its end without being held up?" And the young man got the drift, and he said, "I understand." He said, "You're trying to teach me that I cannot stand unless Christ holds me." And that tonight is where we are. We are nothing without Jesus Christ. You'll not make it in this world by yourself. Again, our text, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. And he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." I want to encourage you tonight. Amen. You got to have more and more of Jesus Christ. You got to have more and more of his Spirit. You need more and more of the Holy Ghost to work and help us. Amen. If we're going to stand in this last hour and be productive for the Lord, amen, we're going to have Jesus. Without Christ, how about it tonight? Would you stand? Amen. We're just going to come and pray here. Amen. Without Christ. Can you imagine what it'd be like without Christ? Aren't you glad tonight for the Savior? Aren't you glad tonight for the Savior? Savior of the world, but not just Savior of the world, Savior of your own individual heart and life tonight. Amen. We're nothing. We must have Jesus Christ. Let's come and find a place to pray tonight. Amen. Storms of life are going to rage, friend, but you can depend upon Jesus. It may get a little wobbly, may look like you could toss to and fro, but with Jesus Christ, you can make it. You got to hang on to him and depend upon him. Amen. Give him your all. Trust in him tonight to be your help. Trust in him tonight to hear your cries. Amen. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Without Christ, thank God we have him. Hallelujah.